a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Time, where we're changing the world. Wait for it. One ohm at a time. So here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we have changed the 2020 format, and I'm going to keep reminding people until it hits February, and then you're on your own. This is our Planetary Influences week here on the Dr. Kevin Show. So around the whatever Thursday is around the 20th of the month, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, when the astrological signs are changing, we are going to be having on our new astrologer. In my 15 years, he will be the fourth or fifth astrologer that I've had either on my radio and or TV shows, providing you more information with which to make better decisions. And that's why we call it the Planetary Influences. What's going on in the planets? What do you need to pay attention to? And how will it be influencing you? And how can you work with it to make those better decisions? Our new astrologer from Inner Center is Rob Stewart, and we'll be talking to him a little bit more. He joined us at the end of December as kind of a warm-up, but he is now here and is committed for the year. And then on the majority, we're hoping, if not all, which would be fabulous, we have none other than the wonderful and beautiful and funny and insightful Lori Powers Otto, who is on my second Thursday of every month called Thoughtful Thursdays, where we bring up inspirational, motivational things, people that are going on, people who are being thoughtful, and things to make you thoughtful. And she'll be doing that every second Thursday. And then every first Thursday of the month, it will still be with Matt Connerton and I. And the other Thursdays will be filled with guests of all kinds. Last week, we had Joshua Shea, who talked about porn addiction in his book and his website and the support or lack thereof support that happens with that. And next week, we have, I'm going to have to check her name and get back to you, Bad Me, but she is a woman's empowerment author, speaker, teacher, and just in this moment, it has slipped my mind, but I will look it up on the first break and let you know. So, that being said, I'm still going to do a little bit of a hot topic. Let both Lori and Rob weigh in, and then we're going to kind of get into the astrology. And I'm probably going to put Rob on the spot because I'm going to see if the astrology tells us anything about this, how this damn impeachment's going to go. So he's now, you hear the sound of pages as he's rustling around because I didn't ask him ahead of time to do this. But if Rob will get used to my spontaneity. He's peeked at my chart. He's an astrological voyeur, so he'll adjust. So my hot topic for the month, for this week, remember, hot topic is something that makes me hot under the collar or warms the cockles of my heart. And this is a live call-in show, so feel free at any point to call in with commentary or questions at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057, or go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, MyDrkevin. You'll see that tonight's show posted at the top. You can post comments there. And as long as they are respectful, we will bring them on air. And when you're there, make sure you like the page because I'm a likable guy. So my hot topic is lack of professional accountability. Lack of professional accountability. There is nothing worse than when somebody is being paid to be a professional, is getting enormous benefits, getting paid buku bucks, has has, you know, so much being provided for them, and they are either too arrogant or too stupid to be professional, and they're not being held accountable for what is totally unacceptable and unprofessional behaviors. And I'm thinking about a certain group of professionals right now, and I use the term loosely. Would Lori or Rob like to weigh in and see if you can take a guess at who I'm talking about?
I can't imagine.
There's so many.
Yeah. Well, I know who you're talking about. Let Rob guess.
Rob, any idea?
Yeah, no, I've got a good idea. I think I know where
okay.
you're going.
Go ahead. Who do you think I'm talking about?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I'm assuming you're talking about the politics going on.
Well, in this case, I'm talking about the Senate. The Senate who, did things like left the Senate room when the charges were being read so they could hop on Fox News and tell the country how outrageous and how much this was not impeachment. Well, when you're not in there doing your job you're being paid for to sit and listen what the charges actually are, I think you – not only do you lose all credibility to leave the Senate to hop on the air to tell everybody, reassure them that this is all just, a load of Democratic, betrayal – you're not in there doing your job. You're falling asleep. You're wandering. You're jumping on Fox News. You're doing these things. And where is our Supreme Court Chief Justice who should be calling these people because this trial had rules. This trial had rules and a professional level that was set out that they took an oath to. Where is the accountability? I don't care whether they're Republicans or Democrats. Where is the accountability, and why are the American people tolerating it? So, was that your guess, Lori?
That was my guess indeed.
Yes, right now it's specifically about the Senate, and if somebody doesn't call something on this three-ring circus, disgusting show of lack of professionality, I hope that they all get their asses thrown out in the next elections.
Well, it's not even just the lack of being professional. It's a lack of caring what the American people care about or think about or how we feel about it. They don't care. They've lost their backbones. They're all a bunch of cowards. I don't know where their moral compasses went. They are definitely broken. I mean, we hired them, we put them there to do a job. They need to get off their lazy, selfish, greedy tookuses and do their job. Sorry.
I like that word. Tookus is isn't tookus a great word, Rob?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Rob's like, oh my God, what did I get myself into? This is astrology. You guys are crazy.
Oh, man. No, it's great. It's great. It's great.
Any thoughts on this, Rob, that you'd like to share before we move into the next part of the show?
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like it's a time where things are, a lot of fears are coming up for all sorts of people for all sorts of different reasons, and it's as if, the outside world is now, it's reflecting this, I think, an inner tension and an inner uncertainty in leadership, in the faith we have in leadership and the system. I mean, I just see a lot of upheaval going on, and it shows up in a lot of different ways. And, of course, the Senate and the political system is certainly front and center for that.
Lori, any more ranting or raging that you would like to do? It's all welcome. This subject certainly deserves it. I was just, I'm for those in my listening audience, I'm in Chicago this week, so I'm doing my part of the show from Chicago, And I literally have just been so busy that I had about 3 minutes to try to catch up on everything that happened today just before I went on air. Can you tell that that match just got lit on the end of my firecracker?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it should be. Everybody should be upset about this, no matter which way you believe, you know, which way your feelings go. They're not doing – none of them are doing their jobs. I don't care what party they're affiliated with. Not one of them is doing their job, and we're paying the price for it. So, yeah, I'll have to call on you doing politics with Matt one night so I can really rant and rave. That's just a Rob, because that's much more important.
Yeah, okay. So, Rob, we're getting ready to enter into the time of Aquarius. So, So let me tell you how this is going to go. For my listeners, because I haven't had an astrologer on for over a year, and the last one was on my TV show and not my radio show, and there's not always a crossover. Rob's first going to talk about a little bit for us about the sign itself and, you know, Aquarians, and just let people know about different things, and Lori and I'll be chiming in. And then he's going to talk about what's actually going on in the planets and what it means to you. And this is going to take the rest of this segment and probably into the better part, if not the whole of the next segment. And then we're throwing in an extra topic this week, which will start in the next segment, which will be cardiology, something that Rob also specializes in. And you're going to have to stay tuned to find out what that is. So now, Rob, tell us a little bit about the sun goes into Aquarius. What does that do to the energy in general?
Yeah, so the sun entered Aquarius on January 20th, which, gosh, what was that? That was Tuesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday. And so Aquarius, it's all about being more innovative, doing things differently in a more innovative way, sort of pushing the envelope, in ways that don't really fit in. You know, it's sort of doing things in a new, different approach. Sometimes it's sort of forceful. It can occur forcefully, of course. But it's like separating oneself from the group, in a way. And so, but it's from a humanitarian way, really. And so that's kind of the theme of Aquarius in general. It's about, you know, it's about a freedom of expression, letting go of a traditional ways of doing things, and really sort of a fresh start, I guess you could call it that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now that energy is going to be generally on until March 20th, March 21st, more or less?
Yes, that's right. February, until February, February, what is it, 26th?
Oh, February.
I forgot. Until the end of February or so.
Okay.
It depends, you know, without seeing the chart, it's hard to know exactly how that fits in for each one of us. But again, you know, just looking at your sun sign, you can see, you know, whether it's if it's sextile or square, for instance, those that are Scorpio and Taurus, it's a square to Aquarius in general, kind of loosely speaking. And so that might bring a little more tension. Requires a bit more effort to work with that energy, whereas Aries, Sagittarius, those are sextile to the Sun in Aquarius, and that's just there's more harmony, there's more working with that energy, really brings things. It's able to work through that those processes. Well, and especially Libra and Gemini, those trine the Sun in Aquarius in general, which is a really good ease of flow and really assisting in that way.
Okay. So from a Sun perspective, you're going to get the best boom if you're an Aquarian, a Gemini, or a Libran, You'll get a little bit if you're, you'll definitely get some love and oomph if you're a Leo, Aries, or Leo, Aries, or Sag. And if you're a Capricorn, Taurus, or Virgo, not so much.
Right. Right. In general.
Okay.
In general. You know, just going with the real generalities here.
Okay. Obviously. And one of the things is for any of you that have had your astrology chart done, I mean, there's a lot of ways to get astrology charts done these days. You can go online and do them, you know, and you may not understand all of it. You can go to somebody like Rob and get it done. But when you get that done, if you do have an astrology chart, like when the, you know, when he's talking about stuff, take things like the sun in Aquarius and say, okay, well, where is, you know, where is Aquarius in my chart, you know, because there's going to be a little bit more sunlight in that area of my life. Would you say that's a fair statement, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because like Aquarius is in my third house. Do you know where your Aquarius is, Lori?
No idea, because I don't know my time of birth. I don't know what to do my chart.
Oh, well, we can figure
but
out.
I am Aquarius.
You are Aquarius.
I am Aquarius.
You, good for you. And on that note, the music is starting to come up. We'll be back in a moment here on the Dr. Kevin Show with Planetary Influences Thursday with Rob Stewart and Lori Powers Auto. Come on back and find out what is going on astrologically and how it will influence you. Right back here.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. And we have this week is our, as the, around the, you know, when there's a five Thursday month, it gets a little confusing. But somewhere in the 20s, whatever that Thursday is, you're going to find Rob Stewart and Lori Powers Auto and I discussing what's going on in the sky and what does it mean to you here on the Dr. Kevin Show. And then when we've done that, we'll have some other fun topic to talk about. Okay, so the sun is in Aquarius. We know where that is. So I wanted to ask you a question again, because I like to, Rob, I like to use my show always to try to empower and teach people. So like in my case, my, you know, my Aquarius is in my third house. So if somebody has a third house Aquarius, when the sun goes into Aquarius, what kind of energy would that bring about?
Right. So, you know, so the third house, you know, it's about the one's perception of the world. It's about communication, learning, writing, research, gathering data. It's about asking questions and getting answers. And so it sort of shines a spotlight and brings sunlight into that area of life of learning, communicating, and really finding what's, you know, getting the answers you need in your life. So in general, you know, these are really generally speaking, but that's, if the Aquarius isn't the third house for you and the sun moves into your third house, those are the types of energies that are related to it.
Yeah. Yes. And again, it's in general, but I want the listeners to understand the importance of actually getting a good chart done by a good astrologer and how much of a tool it can be, because whether you just listen to the Dr. Kevin show every month and you know, I listen to you do this, or whether they even do something simple like get an ephemeris, when, if they've got a major event coming up, if they're trying to choose a date, if they've got some kind of influence, you know, I mean, if they do things, it doesn't, I mean, astrology is a very layered thing. And the more that you have at least a little foundation, the more that you can layer things on and at least get some assistance. And of course, if it's a big thing, if it's a major thing, if it's something that's really important to you, you always want to, you know, go to an astrologer. So what's going on? What's going on with the sky?
Yeah. Right. Okay. So, what else is going on? tomorrow, January 24th, there's a new moon also in Aquarius, and, it's square Uranus. So it's, you know, new moons are about, the ending of one cycle and the beginning of the next cycle. It's sort of a fresh start. And, with, the new moon, square Uranus, there might be a little more uncertainty, for people with this new beginning, but, it involves new, you know, sort of an independence. There's maybe a feeling of needing to get a little more independence in one's life with that energy there. So that's a new moon on January 24th. And then on February 3rd, Mercury enters Pisces. And so Mercury represents the mind. It's how we communicate. It's about all those things. And in Pisces is very vast, and it's Mercury in Pisces able to open up to wider perspectives. We can see things we couldn't really see before and understand what we couldn't really understand before. So it brings more spaciousness into that, into the mind, so to speak. And it's, Pisces is the most intuitive sign in the zodiac too. So it's, and there's emotional depth to it. So it could be a time of, you know, more intuition for people, and so on. So that's Mercury. Stop me when you have any questions, or you want to talk about something a little more.
Lori, you have anything?
Nope, I'm fascinated, though. I love
it. Your birthday? Okay. What is your birthday, Lori? I should know this, and I don't. Bad friend.
The 18th of February.
18th. Okay, well, we haven't got there yet. So remember, I don't care what your ephemeris says. Make sure that the 18th is a good day, Rob, okay? I don't care if you move a few things. Okay, go ahead.
Right. All right. Well, happy soon-to-be birthday, Lori.
Thank you.
So February 7th, Venus enters Aries. And so Venus is about love and relationships. It can also be about money-related things. And Aries is really fiery. It's very assertive. Aries is bold and courageous. And so when Venus enters Aries, you know, there might be a bit more passion and adventurous It's sort of, you know, it's a brand new day with regards to love matters, that type of thing. And yeah, the Aries, it's a very assertive energy. And that, you know, love relationships might take a bit more of that flavor, I guess you'd say. Also, Aries can be very, you know, the conflicts can arise in that sort of fiery sign. So just be aware in your own relationships about that and work with that as you can.
If you were going to think of somebody that would be the poster child for Venus hanging out in Aries, who would you think of?
Oh man,
I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, no, that's tough. I mean, I'm not much of a pop culture guy. My pop culture is a bit dated, I think. You know, I don't know. Someone that's rash, someone that's assertive and just a go-getter and
like
exciting, very charming. What's that?
Like a Bette Midler?
Sure. Sure,
nice.
Yeah.
Laurie,
but
it's
very adventurous.
I'm drawing blank of anyone I can think of. I mean, I see a lot of people that sort of fit that, but yeah. But Bette Midler's good. I love her.
And she's brash and she's adventurous, and she can be a little bit tumultuous, outspoken, fiery, little bit of unpredictability because Venus is kind of a little unpredictable in Aries, isn't she?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that I think that fits. I think Bette Midler. I think that fits.
Okay.
Sure.
Now, how long? So when we're talking about some of these things, like how long is Aries going to be in Venus? Like, what is the arc of this? Because some things like the moon is 2.5 days. So yeah, we have a moon square for 2.5 days. We might be a little edgy with the Uranus and want to start something new. But if we take a deep breath and we're stubborn enough, we can let that 2.5 days pass. But how long will Venus be in Aries? More or less, just approximately.
Yeah,
I don't need an exact end date.
Right. It's about a month for Venus in the different signs. So it's similar to the sun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. We're talking about a month long of this kind of behavior. Because I just think it's important. I mean, does it make sense why I like to point this out?
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's, you know, every planet has a different elliptical orbit, and so they move at a different speed throughout the sky. And so, yeah, that plays a role in the timing of an unfolding of these things. Yeah.
Great. What's next?
Yeah, okay. What's next? So February 9th, there's a full moon in Leo. And so full moons, you know, that's typically a time where emotions are quite strong and present. It's sort of a releasing of energies. And and Leo is very expressive. It's very boisterous and charismatic. And so a full moon in Leo, you know, it might feel good when you impress others and get praise, but then sometimes, you know, fears related to being accepted and being understood by others, that might create emotional, you know, things to be processed emotionally. So it could be, full moons are always emotional times in my experience. And in Leo, the sort of theme is about there's sort of a loudness to it and a boisterousness to it as well.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't it also a time where we might see some kind of creativity really like come out or break out or come to some level? Because I would think of Leo also as kind of a creative impudence, or am I not getting this correctly?
Yeah, yeah. It's very, Leo's very expressive, very creative, very charismatic. It's sort of there's a flamboyantness to Leo. You know, being on the stage and creating and expressing oneself with flair, type of thing. I think that fits right in there.
Good. Yeah, I'm always uncomfortable when there's a full moon in Leo, because I'm such a wallflower, and it makes me want to speak out more, and it's just so uncomfortable for me, because you know I prefer to sit back and just observe, as we can tell.
Right. Yeah.
Lori.
Yes, dear. Oh, is that 9th. You being a wallflower?
Yeah, no. You don't get to comment on that. Are you kidding? Do I sound suicidal? Miss Lori, though. I mean, are you going to strut on the stage on the 9th? Can we sell tickets to the event? What do you think?
What day of the week's the 9th?
It is a Monday. No. Yeah. No.
No. No strutting that day.
It's a Sunday.
Oh, well, then Sunday. Who knows? Maybe. Oh, you never know. You could never tell with me. I try to be spontaneous.
Oh, good. Okay. So, next month, we're going to have to ask her, Rob, what her spontaneity event was. Rob, what else? Keep on going.
Yeah. Okay. So the last one is on a couple days before Lori's birthday on February 16th. Mars enters Capricorn, and Mars is about, you know, it's what we do. It's our effort in the world. It's how we, you know, it's our action in the world. And Capricorn is very mature. It's realistic, practical, very serious. So, you know, the actions we take in life might take a more, you know, we have opportunities to learn a more practical way of doing things, and to build structure in a disciplined way, is sort of the theme, for that energy.
And how long can we look at, more or less, how long does Mars hang out?
Mars is about 2 months.
Quack. So Venus, she's a little bit more of a flighty girl. She's in and out, month, come and gone. Mars, we've got a couple of months to create some structure. More likely to be around career and business with it being in Capricorn, or not necessarily?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, is it more likely to be like in career or business because it's Capricorn, or not really?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really supportive of career and business. You know, just doing the things you do in a more structured way, more realistic, more practical, motivated by sort of long-term success is what Capricorn really stands for in a big way. So yeah, no, that's, you know, applies to all areas of life, and you know, it's, and certainly the career.
Any questions so far, Lori?
No, I'm just excited to see what that day brings. What's going to change for me? Because it sounds like something.
Okay. So, Rob, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes before we're going to go on our mm-hmm. next break. I know we were going to talk about cardology. So why don't you start by, you've got about 4, maybe 5 minutes, depends on when the thing gets pulled, but I'll let you know when the music's coming on. What is cardology? Yeah. Why should we care about it?
Yeah, no, good question. You know, so cardology, it's one of those subjects that's one of the most fascinating for me. It's an astrological and numerological system. And so basically a deck of cards, apparently, based on this system, is not only a playing system. That originally, the story goes, it was a calendar and is a calendar. There's 52 cards in a deck. There's 52 weeks in a year. There's four suits. There's four seasons. There's 13 lunar cycles in a year, and there's 13 cards per suit. And if you add up all the pips of all the unique cards in the deck, like an ace is one, a king is 13, if you add up all of them in the deck, you get 364. And then they apply a one for the value of a joker to make 365. And so, you know, all this is kind of, you know, cute little number synchronicities with a calendar. But, you know, the history of it goes back into the 1800s, where a man named Olney Richmond, he met some a man from France. He was Olney Richmond was in the U.S. and I think it was Michigan or maybe Chicago. But he met a man from France that during his travels in India learned this calendar system. And he taught this system to this man, Olney Richmond. And in 1893, he published a book called The Mystic Test Book. And in it, he sort of outlines this whole system, which he says dates like way, way back, like, you know, ancient time, apparently, this weird esoteric system. And then, you know, so he published that book in 1893. And then more recently, Robert Lee Camp, he published a number of books in the 1990s about this subject, and others did as well. But a lot of my understanding is based on Robert Lee Camp's information, as well as some others as well. And it's really an amazing system. The system provides information on the different personality traits of people depending on the day of birth. It also indicates the relationships amongst two or more people. And then it's also a calendar of themes that one moves through in their life. And the themes, they're not good themes, they're not bad themes, they're just different colors of themes. Like I call it, you know, green and yellow, red and blue. They're just different colors. There's not one that's better or worse. You might will like one more than the other, but there's not good and bad. It's just different energies that people move through in their life. And so that is, as you understand what those energies that you are learning through in your life, you can work with those energies and work in a positive way with it. And so it's a fractal calendar, which is, it's really amazing. It can be applied at the year or weekly or daily. It's quite amazing how it works. And it's not, it's, I want to make it clear, it's not, this isn't tarot. There's a controlled system in the system in that every year there's a different spread of cards. And for whatever reason, this seems to work, and it doesn't make any sense. I don't know how to explain it, but it seems to work in showing the types of themes that we're moving through and the types of evolution we're moving through as a person.
Okay. So, and here is our music. When we come back, I'm going to see what questions Lori has so far, and I've got a couple, and then we're going to continue to move in cardology with Rob Stewart, our astrologer here for Planetary Influences, and Lori Powers Otto here on the Dr. Kevin Show. And we'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what's your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Time. We are doing planetary influences with Rob Stewart and Lori Otto, and we have moved from planetary influences, and I'm going to see into one of Rob's other favorite topics, cardiology. If you have questions about cardiology or astrology, feel free to call in at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. Or come to facebook.com/mydrkevin. On the My Dr. Kevin page, make sure you like it now. Be nice. Like me. Please like me. I'm going to have a complex if you don't. No, I'm sorry. You will find today's show listed. You'll find contact information for Rob Stewart. Lori Otto is going to hop on and put her contact information on underneath as well. And you can post questions there. And as long as your questions are respectful, we'll put them on. If you are listening to this as a repeat, because we play it 6 more times before our next show, so you cannot call in, please do not call in. My producer is not happy if people call in to talk to me on somebody else's showtime. So if it's not 6 to 7 Eastern Standard Time on a Thursday night, don't call in. Just go to the Facebook page, like it, and then find it, make a comment. And if it's for Rob, I will get Rob to jump on and answer it. Yeah, same with Lori. And if it's for me, well, you're out of luck. Why would I answer your question? No, no.
Oh, please.
I'll answer your question. So, Lori, did you have any questions so far about cardiology?
I am completely fascinated. Do you teach this to other people?
You know, at some point I will offer some classes for this to understand the system and things. But at this point, you know, I don't have anything available at this point. But there's other resources as well. But I do plan on, you know, putting together some courses to help people understand what's going on.
I mean, I have Kevin and I have a friend who uses playing cards to do psychic readings, but this is a whole nother level. This is deeper, more meaningful, has an actual system to it. I just find this completely fascinating.
Yeah, it's definitely, so this is definitely not tarot. You know, tarot is sort of, you know, picking a card and, and it having certain meanings. And this is similar, that the cards have different meanings, but there's a system of the way the cards are spread out, and it's the same every time, the same for every year. And it just depends on where your card is in the spread and how it relates to the other cards in the spread, which represent other people, but also themes and energies, so to speak. If you'd like, so, you know, before the show, I had gotten both your birthdays, and if you'd like to hear what cards you are in the system and a little bit about it and maybe a little bit about the themes of your year, I'd be happy to share that, all in a positive light, of course. And
absolutely.
If you guys, okay, so who wants to go first?
You can start with Miss Lori.
Okay, Miss Lori. All right. So Miss Lori is you are a 7 of diamonds.
Okay.
Your birthday is February 18th, And so diamonds are all about what we value. They're about, can be about material things, but, or just inner values in oneself. And seven is a really spiritual number. There's seven shows up in all sort of cultures as this sort of spiritual number. And also odd numbers in the system represent a bit more of imbalance. So even cards, I'm a five, and I want to make it clear that the cards, there's no order of importance with the cards. It's not like a king is better than a two or anything like that. They all just represent different energies, much like the zodiac signs in astrology. And the odd cards represent a bit of state of imbalance where we're sort of leaving comfortable borders and headed for new land, so to speak. And a seven of diamonds is much about stepping away from some security in life. It's about freedom from attachment. Seven of diamonds are usually very devoted to family and close friends, and easily goes out of the way to help people in their inner circle. And sometimes the life paths of seven of diamonds, because it is a very spiritual number, there are often difficult experiences related to love and relationships, but also sometimes finances as well. But it's from a spiritual light, and it's sort of with sevens, it's a spiritual approach, or else, because there's a lot of evolution, spiritual evolution that's available for a person with that life path. Seven of diamonds are very playful, into the mystical sides of life. And money is always, because it's a diamond suit, money is an important part of life. And many seven of diamonds can be millionaires or constantly worried about finances or both. So there's obviously a lot of room in there for you to fall.
I'll take the millionaire part.
Yeah, all right.
I knew you were holding out on me.
No, I'm not there yet. I'm just hoping that it comes now.
That's right. Right. And so, success for the seven of diamonds really comes in being unattached and giving and really, walking that spiritual path in life. And really living in those unattached ways. And so letting go, trusting the divine flow, so to speak, is really the way for the seven of diamonds. But seven of diamonds are very creative, have a really high ability for giving unconditional love to the people in their life, especially the ones that are very close to them. And there's just very little they would do for them. And it's one of the more sort of spiritual cards in the deck, so to speak. And it involves approaching life in a sort of non-traditional way.
Wow.
So that in general is the seven of diamonds. And again, these just represent energies that are in life based on that birthday.
I have
what do you think, Laura?
I think this is one of the most accurate descriptions of me that I've ever gotten. My husband seems to agree as well. Anyway, go ahead. Thank you.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted there.
No, I was just going to say, I'm thank you for doing this because being a reverend, being a psychic, I have a hard time. People have a hard time giving me a reading. I don't know if they get intimidated or whatever. So when I want to look for insight into myself, this sounds like a good way to go.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely. I mean, I think astrology and cardiology, it really provides a lot of validation in life because in life, we depend on reflections from people to help us understand who we are. But of course, people have their projections, and it's not always a clean mirror to what we get in life. And astrology can really help show us you know, who we are, what we're working on, and really in a fair and positive light, for sure. So, yeah, and then so, Dr. Kevin, do you want me to move on to you?
So, yep, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you move on to me and see if there's any questions, and we may have you next month pick up like the year and the life phases, because I think we're not going to have quite enough time to do that. So it might be better to, we'll talk about this, my card, and what it means, and any relationship actually between Lori and I. And then next month, we'll let you talk about what are the upcoming phases and cycles. How does that sound?
That sounds great. That sounds great. That
okay.
sounds great.
I'm just looking and at it, the time, and I don't want to be, I don't want you
yeah,
to be rushed.
No, I, for sure. That sounds good. And, you know, again, a lot of this information is based on Robert Lee Camp's books from the 1990s, but also there's a number of others. I mean, there's a lot of writings on this as well. And so, Dr. Kevin, you your birthday is July 4th, correct? And that is the Jack of Diamonds. And it's also the birthday of the United States. And so it's sort of, you know, the U.S. of A, everything has a birthday, of course. And so the U.S. is also a Jack of Diamonds, seen in that way. But so Jacks are really, they're very young at heart, very playful. Really know how to make connections with others, and also how to make a deal. Jack of Diamonds, they're a very good salesman in a good way. You know, they just know how to make connections, know how to connect with people with what's important to them. And there's, with the Jack of Diamonds, there's some initiation into higher values. There's through the life path, according to the system, there's transformations from youthfulness and playness and into responsibility. That's part of the life path of taking on more and more responsibility. Jack of Diamonds, very sharp, very clever, witty and charming. And they really enjoy personal freedom. Freedom is really important. But have a very fortunate life path they have very natural psychic abilities as well. A great power of persuasion. Again, knowing how to connect with people. It's a tremendous talent and skill, and especially working with groups. And working with groups, and of course on a radio show, can bring a lot of success, and particularly in the healing professions, as well as entertainment and things like that. Love to play, retain a really youthful quality, even in old age. There's this youthfulness to Jacks in general, but especially the Jack of Diamonds. And so for the Jack of Diamonds, you know, finding a career that really gives independence is really brings the happiness that they thrive for, and a creative outlet is really important. And so, yeah, the Jack of Diamonds also represents awakening to what's truly important to oneself in life. And that's in a nutshell. That's the Jack of Diamonds. And like I said, the U.S. of A. is also a Jack of Diamonds. It's a bit older than Dr. Kevin here, it's a similar type of energy in one respect.
Well, I mean, the United States created the first real functioning, we're not actually a democracy, but we call it a democracy, we're a republic. But then we spread it throughout the world. I mean, we were an experiment that we then sold to the world and continue to sell to the world. And, you know, so, yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of what you said applies to the pathway that the U.S. has traveled, maybe until recent times. It's been a little shaky lately, but I would say that that's true. as far as me and whether that's a good description of me or not, Lori, what do you think? Does that sound like me? You know me.
I thought that was a perfect description of you. I really did.
There you go.
I mean, you're outgoing, you're adventurous, you're independent, you're self-made. It sounded just like you.
Well, you know what they say about being self-made. You're self-made because nobody else would make you.
I think we're talking about different things.
Well, and I've been an entrepreneur for 30 years. I mean, it doesn't get much more independent than that as far as a career goes. So I think, I do think it's spot on. I mean, he had shared some of this with me before when I invited him on the show to come on and talk about it. But let's talk about the relationship because, Rob, you said you're a five of diamonds.
I'm a five of hearts.
You're a five of hearts. Okay. And Lori is a seven of diamonds, and I'm a jack of diamonds. So tell me what the interrelationship, we've got like 2 minutes left. I mean, the music starts when it starts, I'll let you know. But let's talk about what's the interrelationship, first of all, between the jack of diamonds and the seven of diamonds.
Yeah, so when you combine the jack of diamonds and the seven of diamonds, you get a third energy. It's like you connect. If you take blue and yellow, you get green. And so
there is the music. We're going to have a cliffhanger here on the Kevin Show. You want to find out how they mingle? You're going to have to come back next. You're going to have to come back next February. In February. I don't have the date in front of me, but it's around the third weekend, February. It is February. Oh, I'm going to lose the airtime. But check it out, and we will see you, and Rob is going to tell